Just before Moshe delivers the news to Paro, predicting the plague of the firstborn sons of the Egyptians, the Torah has a strange comment, almost a description of status and stature of the Jewish people in Egypt. The Torah describes, and this is in chapter 11, the beginning of chapter 11, that the Jewish people found great favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. The Egyptians looked up to the Jews. Moreover, Moshe was extremely great, gadol me'od, in the eyes of the Egyptians. Now, we've been reading the story. We know the story. We know about, you know, about Vayakutsu, how the Jewish people were disgusting in the eyes of the Egyptians. And right here, at this point, although this war, this battle of sorts is still raging, there is this description of how suddenly, out of nowhere, the Jewish people are like heroic or great, or they find, you know, they're very impressive, or they've, you know, they find they are gracious in the eyes of their wardens, in the eyes of their captors, in the eyes of their abusers, the Egyptians, and Moshe even more so. How does one understand this description? How did it happen, and why now? Rabbi Hirsch has a scintillating, beautiful, inspiring, heart-capturing explanation, which is so makes so much sense. And I'm so indebted to my dear friend and student, Brandon Fisher, for learning it with me. Rav Hirsch explains that this comes at the heels of the ninth plague, the plague of darkness. During the plague of darkness, as Rashi explains and the Talmud explains, the people, and the Torah itself really, describes, the people of Egypt, the Egyptians, were utterly frozen. They could not move. They could not, the darkness was so paralyzing. It was overpowering. Not only could they not see, they couldn't even, it was thick. They couldn't even move anywhere. However, the Jews had free rein, had free light, and everything was clear and clean and easy and smooth for them. Now, consider, these are the Jewish people's abusers and taskmasters. They're jailers. The Jewish people had every opportunity during these 3 days to do just whatever they wished, anything they wanted to the Egyptian people. They could have slaughtered all of them. Certainly, they could have easily taken all of their possessions. They could have done whatever they wanted. The Egyptians were utterly defenseless. And yet, the Jews did none of those things, none of the above. They simply carried on, and did nothing to take advantage or to hurt the Egyptians in any which way. 6 days later, when the Egyptians are able to come back to themselves after the plague of darkness, the Egyptians at that point, discover and recognize an uncomfortable reality, a truth about their victims, the Jewish people, that they are morally righteous, that they are not what Pharaoh had described in their, if you will, their minister of propaganda had developed and expressed to them, that the Jews were vermin and disgusting and sick, horrible people who were trying to hurt them and take advantage of them, right? And kill them and destroy them and get rid of them. Not at all. We see here that not at all. The Jews had no interest in hurting the Egyptians. They never had any interest in hurting the Egyptians. The whole thing was in its entirety was a propaganda, was a bluff. And the Egyptians saw it, experienced it, felt it, and could not deny it. It's at that point that they are inspired to to see the Jews in an entirely different way. Right? The words that Rabbi Hirsch uses so beautiful is to beautifully is to see their moral greatness. They're impressed with the Jewish people's moral greatness, indeed, and how beautiful that is to Jews, any Jew, since any student of Judaism since, to stand to read this and to recognize that it is our inherent calling to be a light to the nations, to be people who are so inspiring to others. This is what it means to be a Jew, to go with the grace of God, to be someone who is so so morally great and so inspired that they are immediately inspiring to the non-Jew who observes them. May we all merit to live up to the greatness of the authentic Jew. Shabbat Shalom.